Connor Macaulay Conway, and I'm 19.
So, Connor, do you want to tell me what the challenge is that you're doing?
I'm swimming 1,500 metres every day for 21 days in March, ending on the 21st, which is World Delta Syndrome Day.
When did you start?
I started on the 1st of March.
And you'll finish on the 21st, which, when is it? Is that Monday?
It's Monday.
Wow. And how long does it take you to do that every day?
It takes me 30 minutes to do.
So that's quite fast, isn't it? You must be really good.
Yes, I am.
And who are you raising the money for?
I'm raising money for Down Syndrome Swimming GB.
Can you tell me what the charity does?
The charity helps people to be recognised in their own special ways.
And have they helped you?
Yes, they have.
Can you tell me how they've helped you?
They have helped me to be more confident and to be more responsible for our own trainings and swimming as well.
And is swimming something that you enjoy?
Yes, it is. I love swimming.
Why do you like it so much?
I love it because it's good for your mental health and well-being, and it's also good to keep you strong and healthy, and it's also good to socialise with people, like friends.
And I hear that you are a very good swimmer, and you've had some big achievements in swimming. Can you tell me what they are?
I won 2 bronze medals. One bronze medal was in Italy for the 1,500 metres, and the other bronze medal was for the relay team.
Wow. So, Connor, tell me about the Special Olympics.
The Special Olympics was really good. It was amazing, and I won gold for the 1,500 metres swim in the open water, and I won gold in the Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics. And when I was 2019, sorry.
That's amazing. And you're such a good swimmer. When did you first take up swimming?
Ages ago. My dad has taught me of how independent I was in swimming. And I knew instantly, I knew I would go far into swimming.
I love swimming because I love being under the water. Why do you love swimming so much?
It improves on me being responsible for my own swim trainings. It helps me to be confident in myself, and it also helps me to gain confidence in swimming.
And if people wanted to start swimming but they weren't sure they would like it, what would you say to them?
I would say, don't be afraid, just do the best you can, and every day is a new day of swimming, and you can always improve every day, and I know you can do it, and just believe in yourself.
Well, I think that is great advice. Thank you, Connor. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
There is. I'm also, I go to running at the Epsom Your Harriers track. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I also do park runs. I have 43 park runs in total. It's on Saturdays. It's either Kingston or Nonsat park runs. I've also played football with the Fulham Foundation FC since I was 5 years old.
So you're quite an all-rounder when it comes to sport. You like every sport.
Yes, I do.
So, do you think you'll do another challenge after this one?
I think so, yes, but it depends on which challenge it is.
What challenge would you like to do next?
I think it could be 21 days playing basketball.
Is that a no from Dad, or is that...
No, but I'd quite like to see him play basketball for 21 days. That'd be really something. I'm not quite sure how we'd measure that one.
Would you stop? Stop to eat, Connor, or would you just keep going straight through?
Would you stop to eat?
Yes, I would. Dirty would stop to eat. I will.
I think if you do that, I will come personally and video you and watch you doing it.
Yeah, let's have a think of how we can do that.
I thought you were going to say you would do some running challenges, but basketball sounds even better.
That caught us by surprise as well, Lucy. I would just say thank you to everybody who supported Connor on the challenge. He's had lots of friends and family that were supported, but also complete strangers. And when he's been at the pool, you know, it's been wonderful that people have just come up. We haven't known, they've asked about it. And actually, the point of this isn't just about raising money, although that helps. The point of this is to raise people's awareness about what people with Down syndrome can achieve. And, you know, I think people don't know, unless we promote people like Connor and they see that, wow, you know, people with Down syndrome really can have a great time and they can really achieve an awful lot and bring out the best in other people. So that's really why we're doing this. Just to give a higher profile so that people have a better understanding.
Have you found it hard over the years trying to get that message across?
I think that there's always room for awareness, for raising awareness about Down syndrome. And I think that, have we found it hard to get the message across? Not really, but I think we've been very proud of Connor from the day he was born, and we've wanted to show him off, I suppose, which sounds a bit pompous, but I think actually unless we are promoting ourselves being really happy to have a child like Connor, then it helps others feel more confident. And, you know, in society, you know, in a grand way, I think society does need to be more accepting of people with disabilities and understand what they do bring to the community. They're not a drain on the community. They're actually a benefit to the community. And I think we all feel really passionately about that, and we just want to live it. Is it hard? It's always going to be a challenge to challenge people's perceptions of what it's like to have children with differences. But I think we've turned it into a privilege, to be honest.
Oh, well, it's an amazing challenge. And how much, do you know how much you've raised so far?
Yeah, we've raised about, our original target was £2,000, and we've exceeded that. So we've sort of gently upped the Just Giving target to £2,500, but we'd quite like to get to £5,000 if we can, because Down Syndrome Swimming Team GB don't have any funding. But they're doing great work for people all over the country, actually. And, you know, if it's just as much as paying for trainers to coach the athletes, or hiring swimming pools so they can have swim camps, or, you know, buying tracksuits for them to represent themselves professionally when they go to the European or World Championships, all of these things cost money. And unless they've got that income coming in, they're going to struggle at times. So that's why we're doing it.
I know, it's shocking that they don't have that support. I didn't realise that. So,
well, it doesn't come under the Special Olympics umbrella, and it doesn't come under Paralympics either. And of course, one of the things people don't understand is that people with Down syndrome tend to be a little bit shorter. They've got quite small hands and feet, and shorter arms and legs. And actually, when it comes to swimming, they can't compete against other people with whatever the other disability is, because they're not as physically big. And so there's been a movement to try and capture their own category with Down syndrome. I think that's the right thing for them to do. So, and it's great because it gives these young men and women an opportunity to properly compete and feel proud of their achievements in a much bigger setting. And it's just a wonderful team that run Down syndrome swimming, and they deserve all the support they can get, in my opinion.
Of course. Well, I think Connor is the best advocate for that. So good luck definitely raising that extra £500, and I'm sure that it will go up even further. And do let me know when you're doing that next challenge.
Well, thank you, Lucy. That's really great, and thank you for supporting us, getting back to us, and allowing us this opportunity.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.